Well, hey there, Eco Heroes. Have you ever received a gift that you didn't want? Or one that you don't want to use for health or environmental reasons? If that's a yes, listen up, because in this episode, I'm going to share a story of how this happened to me just over the weekend for Mother's Day. And I would love to chat about the times when you perhaps do need to bite your tongue on toxin-free living, especially when it comes to your kids. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. So to paint the picture of how this story started, I want to let you know just how excited my sons were about Mother's Day this year, and in particular, my elder son Matthew, who is 6 and a half. Now he's at school, he's in year one at school, and they've been talking about Mother's Day for a couple of weeks now, so he was excited just about that. Now he's also a really sweet kid, like he's really empathetic. If something's bothering me and maybe I'm trying to hide it for the rest of the family, maybe I'm in a bad mood or I'm sad about something, you can bet your bottom dollar that Matthew will know about it. Like, you know, everyone else in the family can be totally oblivious, but Matthew is so onto me and, yeah, gives me a hug or tries to cheer me up in some way. He's a really sweet kid. Anyway, so he was super excited about Mother's Day and he knew that there was a Mother's Day store where the kids could take some money into school and buy a gift for their mum. So he had put aside some pocket money for this, and it was on, I think it was Thursday morning last week. The store was open before the bell goes, so from about, you know, 8:15 to 8:30 in the morning. So on the day of the stall, he bounced out of bed super early, put his school clothes on straight away, jumped in bed with me, gave me a hug and showed me that he was already dressed, and he was so excited. And I couldn't work this out because, you know, he's a kind of kid that gets up and goes off and plays and I have to, you know, kind of drag him to get dressed and come on, Matthew, eat your breakfast and, you know, get on to him in the morning. Otherwise he can live in his own world and do his own thing and be late for school sort of thing. But anyway, this morning he was up dressed in early, sat down and ate his breakfast and didn't dilly-dally around and ate his breakfast quickly, went and brushed his teeth, brought his school bag out and just did all his jobs. And lo and behold, we were early because I didn't have to hurry him up at all. And in fact, he was hurrying up his younger brother, who's almost 4, like, Christopher, don't make me late for school. Come on, eat your breakfast. Come on, brush your teeth. Come on. This day we were driving, so come on, get in the car. I don't want to be late for school. And so as soon as we got to school, Matthew jumped out and raced ahead. And of course, I'm getting Christopher out of the car and getting him on the ground and walking. So we walked into school and Matthew was off like a flash. He was in the school grounds and we didn't see him again. So we walked over to his classroom just to make sure that he, I guess, had his bag and was unpacking, because he can often just dump it and run off on the playground or whatever. So we got up to the classroom and he goes, oh, Mum, you can't come in. You can't come in. I said, okay, well, here's just your bag. You do your jobs and unpack your bag and I'll pick you up at, you know, 3 o'clock or so. And he goes, oh, you can't come in. I've got your Mother's Day present. It's over there on that side of the classroom. You can't look. I said, oh, that's cool. That's really sweet, Matthew. Do your jobs and I'll see you at the end of the day. Bye. Bye, Mum. And off he went. So excited. So with this in mind, it was, okay, waking up Mother's Day yesterday morning and he jumped into bed and it was early. I don't even know if it was light yet. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But anyway, he jumped in and gave me so many cuddles and happy Mother's Day, Mom, and I love you and all this really sweet stuff. And I had obviously had Christopher on the other side. And then he raced off to his room and got his present for me. And it was in a nice little bag and he gave it to me like so proud on his face, like, Mom, I got this for you. Happy Mother's Day. I love you. And I opened up this bag and it was a plastic water bottle, a drink water bottle. So a nice, cheap, plastic drink water bottle, hot pink, one of my favorite colors. And on the water bottle actually says, "Mum, I love you to the moon and back." So really sweet message. And Matthew was so proud of this water bottle. He goes, "I've got you this bottle. I know you need a new water bottle. It's your favorite color. It's pink. I hope you really like it, Mum. Do you like it, Mum?" And of course I said, "Yes, like it, Matthew. I love it. Thank you so much. It's my favorite color." And he just beamed. It like totally made his day that he gave me this plastic water bottle. About, I don't know, half an hour later, I was just alone with my husband because the kids had run off and play. And he goes, "So what do you think of your water bottle?" I said, it's my favorite color. It's pink. And he goes, "But it's full of endocrine disruptors," because it's a cheap plastic water bottle. And of course, my husband knows, because I teach all these things in Home Detox Bootcamp, he knows that we really try and minimize our use of plastic in the home. So he goes, "Are you going to use it?" I said, "Oh, gee, I don't know. Probably not when Matthew's not around, but when he is around, I will use it, because I don't want to burst his bubble. I don't want to, you know, he's bought this gift that he really wants to give me, and it's one way that he can demonstrate his love to me. I'm not going to burst that bubble." So I said, "Yeah, I guess I will use it from time to time in front of Matthew." And he goes, "Good, I hope you do." But that's not all that Matthew gave me, because tied to the bag of the bottle is a little gift tag that says, "Happy Mother's Day, Mum. Love, Matthew. Kiss, hug, kiss, hug." And there was a QR code there. So for those of you who don't know, the QR codes are like those barcodes that you can scan with your mobile phone or tablet, and it takes you to a website or a PDF or something, and like a document generally, or a video that you can watch. So Matthew goes, "But that's not it. You've got to scan the QR code, Mum. Scan the QR code, Mum." So I did. And there was a beautiful message of Matthew talking to me, and this is what he had to say.
"I love you because you make healthy, delicious food. Happy Mother's Day."
There was another gift he gave me. They had painted some wooden spoons in class, so I got my wooden spoons as well that I could help, you know, continue to cook him delicious foods. And then Matthew goes, "Oh, what's your favorite present, Mum? What's your favorite present? Do you like the drink water bottle or the spoons, or what do you love?" I said, "Matthew, I love the QR code. I love the message. It's such a beautiful message. Thank you for saying that. I love you so much too." And he just beamed, and that was great. So I guess that's just one thing I just want to talk to you about today, is that the joy is in the giving and obviously not the receiving. And we need to be mindful of the thought and the love that's gone into giving us these gifts. And yeah, often we receive gifts that we don't like or love, and I've been on the receiving of many in my life as well. Many I can choose to re-gift or pass on and things like that. But others, like this Mother's Day with my hot pink cheap plastic water bottle, I'm going to choose to keep and show my son that I do use it, because that's the symbol of what he's given me to show me how much he loves me. And I don't want to push that love away or make him feel like I don't appreciate the gift he's given me or the love he's giving me. I am going to keep it and I am going to use it. Now, this seems to happen every year. And I guess I did a little Facebook Live video about this topic today and received a lot of comments back from the mums in my community. And a lot of them said, yeah, they've received things from their Mother's Day day stall as well, a lot of body products as well. And yeah, so last year he gave me, again, the same sort of scenario, exactly the same scenario. I got some beautiful shower gel and body lotion. So it was a popular brand, but not an organic or an eco or a natural brand or anything, but a very popular brand. And of course it contained fragrance and, you know, parfum. So again, and known endocrine disrupting chemicals. So again, my husband asked me 12 months ago, "Are you going to use that? I really hope you do use that and show your appreciation for it." I said, "Yeah, I will." And I did use it and show Matthew that I used it as well. But I also won a really large Mother's Day hamper from our local early learning center where our three-year-old attended. I won the Mother's Day hamper and everyone was like, "That's so awesome." I thought, yeah, it is really awesome. But it was jam-packed full of all these body products and beauty products that I just don't use. I thought, gee, what am I going to use with all this? And it's not like my son had given it to me, so I wasn't going to hurt his feelings by not using it. In fact, I wasn't going to hurt anyone's feelings by not using it. So instead, we were traveling south like a weekend or two after I received this massive hamper. So what I actually did was I got in contact with a local shelter or a hostel for women who had just left violent domestic violence situations at home. So they were arriving by themselves or with their children. And so I donated the hamper there. And it was received with big open arms and a lot of love, saying, thanks, this is fantastic, and we'll just help welcome the women when they come to our shelter. So I guess the message today is that, you know, the joy is in the giving and not the receiving. When we get so hung up on everything, when we're trying to live this perfect, healthy, eco, clean life, sometimes we forget some of the simple things, and that is the, you know, receiving gifts with love, even the gifts that we don't really want to receive. Try and receive them with love, because the joy is in the giving and not the receiving. And we don't want to strip that joy by pushing the gifts away and saying, oh no, they're full of endocrine disrupting chemicals, or they're wasteful, or they're plastic, or they're cheap, or blah, blah, blah. Especially a gift from your child. Just accept it with love and gratitude, and show that's how you can show your kids that you love to receive the love that they're giving you as well. All right, so that's enough about my story. I'd love to hear about what sort of gifts you've received. Maybe you received something for Mother's Day over the weekend if you're in Australia and New Zealand that you didn't want, but you've accepted graciously and you're going to use anyway. So please hit me up. If you're reading this on the blog, comment below. You can contact me through Instagram at lauratrotta.com. So that's lauratrotta.com. I'd love to hear your story too. And if you are a mother, I hope you had a fantastic Mother's Day and received an awful lot of love from your children and your partner too. And if you're a mother-to-be or still wanting to become a mother, that life hasn't taken you on that journey yet, I send you an awful lot of love too, and wish you all the best for future. But in the meantime, go out there and help make green mainstream. See ya. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.